Good afternoon and welcome to Giant Steps. You're here with Mark Pearson and got special guest in the studio who composed that track, Mr. Harry Mitchell. Welcome back to the studio, Harry.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure, mate. I've had a good listen to this new album, your 13th, I believe.
Yes.
Mate, that's some pretty impressive work.
Thank you.
You know, and I've heard them all, and I think this is one of your most complex, and also easiest to listen to, I think.
Thanks. I really appreciate that summary.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
I've listened to it for a fair bit, and I was, I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And can you explain? And also, congratulations. You're going to be this week's local feature on RTRFM.
Yes. So, so exciting. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks everyone at RTR for featuring me. Yeah.
And jazz again. So that's a great thing.
Yes.
Great thing for us jazz enthusiasts.
Exactly.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's our Christmas next weekend with the festival, of course.
Yep. Yeah. For sure.
We'll have to play with respect to our late great mate Graham Wood. We'll have to play the G Train later on, as a tribute to the great man, Graham.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that track was called Creator. So mm-hmm. could you explain to how you come about this album and what that track was about?
Mm-hmm. The long story is I had a chat with local drummer Alex Reed. Everyone who listens to RTR would probably know Grievous, Bodily Calm, his band. And he was telling me about this book he was reading by Carl Jung called Man and His Symbols. And he said, you should check it out. It's interesting. And at the time, I was composing a lot of music, and I was kind of looking for something outside of the music to be inspired by, to put into the music, because like after a while, you can only write instrumental music about like random stuff so many times before you want to like dig into something and try and I was just looking for something a little bit different, so I read that, and somehow I just. The ideas kind of clicked with me, and there are these things that Carl Jung talks about, the archetypes that are kind of like symbols that appear all throughout different cultures.
It's
the name of the album, yeah. And I thought, I started doing some extra reading about it on the internet, and I thought, I could probably write some songs about these ideas. So I was trying to relate the instrumental music to the ideas I was reading, and so that song, The Creator, the creative archetype, Jung talks about the creatives and how they operate, and you know the kind of risks that they take, and I wanted to put those thoughts into a song, and so coinciding with that period, I was also listening to a lot of Cecil Taylor. And I would go running. My running music was with listening to Cecil Taylor playing solo piano. And I don't know, I hadn't listened to much of his stuff before. I probably found it difficult in the past. But for some reason at that time, his playing and the raw honesty was like really connecting with me. And I guess the ideas of like him being his creativity and the kind of honesty he has when he's playing, I thought, I love that. It kind of seems to be one of the purest forms of honesty that there can be. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try and write a song where like it's not, I wanted to take a big creative risk, and I thought, okay, what kind of creative risk can I take writing this tune? And I decided to write a bass line that was kind of in a different key to the melody, and the melody to have its own kind of thing that made the melody strong. So the melody there, it's kind of a game of cat and mouse. So like the trumpet melody sits on top, and the saxophone never quite like reaches the same note. It's always kind of like playing lower intervals. And the bass line is kind of this separate thing that I kind of wrote as like a piece in and of itself. And then I put them together, and then like to me the goal was to make something that like is unrelated, but it still sounds like music. So when you hear it, it still makes sense, but it has this like
disconnect.
Yeah. And so in the middle, it's kind of all like the Jamie and Ricky play over that section for a little bit, and it's just over kind of a loose D flat ish bass line, and then I just play free for a bit. And I was trying to channel my inner Cecil. and so that's kind of the long story behind that song. Yep.
Yeah, mate, that's interesting journey, you know, and over your 13 albums, this is the most complex, and I think thank you, Alex Reed, for putting you onto that book, which led you down this path.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm okay with it being complex. Like, there's always that like thing where you want to write stuff that's kind of hard, like challenging, but you also want it to sound like
it's easy.
Yeah, you don't want it to sound hard. Like, I'm not writing it because it's for the sake of it being hard. It's just it's artistic, and if stuff starts to sound hard for the sake of it, then like I quit.
Well, I've been listening to you for a fair lot. What, 15 years, I suppose.
Yeah, 10
or 15 years, and it's just. It's always got better and different, and you take on these different perspectives. You know, you hear somebody you hadn't heard before, and you go, "Oh, I like that little bit there," and then you create your own magic around that, and off you go, and then you do your trio stuff, and then this, with Aaliyah and the Paul Simon, you know, they're all different projects, and musically they're all different, and they're more and more challenging from an artistic point of view, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the artistic side of it is the only thing that matters, really. Yeah, you know,
it's absolutely. Like, that's why we listen to it.
Yep.
And improvised jazz is, you know, that's what it's basically all it's about, isn't it? Creating spontaneously and with your fellow players, you know, your fellow people in the band, you know, and in this band, you know, well, we've got Jamie Oliver obviously on the sax and Ricky Mallett on the trumpet, who'll be dropping in a bit later. Carl Florenson, the ginger ninja of the bass, and Ben Vanderwall, you know, that's a pretty awesome lineup.
Yep. And I wrote the music with them in mind. When I write stuff, I always have who I want to play it.
And Andrew Keller does something. Right, she does something similar to that too. Yeah.
That's important because, like, I wouldn't say if someone else was playing saxophone, I wouldn't write that stuff. I'd, you know, like, that's, I wanted to write stuff that, like, Jamie sounds awesome on, and he does, and same with everyone else.
Yeah. But you know what challenges them too, and that you'll know they will want to go to that next level with you and share that journey of this next level of musicianship.
Yep. And and there's a lot of trust too. Like, I want them to be able to make decisions about my music, and they always do.
They'd be pretty honest, I suspect.
Yeah. And they're always better decisions than the ones I would make, so it's great. That's why you get them.
But that's a good collaborative approach too, you know. You're open to ideas and changing, which is what jazz is all about, isn't it? Improvising and changing, and, oh, that didn't quite work. Oh, but that makes it all lock together and fit perfectly.
Absolutely, yep.
All right, and the other track I've chosen, Harry, is Jester. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, I wrote that obviously to represent the jester archetype, and so I wanted to represent something that was kind of chaotic but also comical at the same time, and that has some kind of like trauma in there. And so I wrote some, like, the harmony is kind of like a little wacky, and it's the song's like a little bit goofy too. But yeah, this is kind of my idea of the joker or the jester, how it would be in music.
Fair
music
enough.
Form. Yep.
All right, thanks again, Harry. Thanks for dropping in again. It's always a pleasure to have you in and listen to your latest offering of brilliant quality music.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate it. It was a fun chat.
No worries. Thanks, mate.